David Bowie, Brian Eno, Radiohead. These are just some of the artists and bands who have looked up to American composer Steve Reich. Since the 1960s, Reich's music has won him fans across many genres and a Pulitzer Prize. This month, Reich is celebrating his 80th birthday, and NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas got to spend some time with Reich at his home.
Steve Reich is a quintessential New Yorker. He's a fast talker, he's usually dressed in all black, and his outfit is always topped off by a baseball cap. And he vividly remembers how much September 11th reshaped his city.
When I interviewed every friend and every neighbor, I asked them one question, which is, do you think this could happen again? And do you think it could happen again in New York? And everybody said, do I think it could happen again? It's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
That's Reich from an NPR interview 10 years after the attack on the premiere of his composition, WTC 9/11.
I was taking my kids to school.
The composer took his neighbor's memories.
The first plane.
And interspersed them with emergency calls from first responders and a string quartet.
Went straight over our heads into the building.
The last movement includes the recollections of Jewish women who sat with victims' remains.
I was just there and my songs all night.
Steve Reich was born to a Jewish family, but he did not grow up observant. Sitting in his upstate New York home, he says he only started delving into traditional Judaism in the mid-1970s after a trip to Ghana in West Africa to study drumming.
When I came home, one of the things I thought about is, this is incredible. Here's a tradition that's been handed down from father to son, from mother to daughter for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Don't I have anything like that? And I began thinking, you know, I'm a member of the oldest existing group that has still remained somewhat cohesive for, you know, going 3,500 years. I don't know anything about it. So I thought, well, maybe I ought to go looking in my own backyard, you know, dig up the crabgrass and see what's there.
Reich began using words as a basis for music back in the 1960s, experimenting with tape recordings and manipulating their speed. His 1966 piece, Come Out, was inspired by the case of the Harlem Six, young African-American men who were arrested after a riot and accused of murder. Daniel Hamm was one of them, and his case was later overturned. At the beginning of the piece, Hamm describes being beaten by police.
I had to, like, open the bruise up and let some of the bruised blood come out to show them.
Come Out was done as a civil rights piece. The world premiere of Come Out was his Pass the Hat music for the retrial of the Harlem Six in Town Hall.
Come out to show them, come out to show them, come out to show them.
Reich has continued to find music in speech, hearing melody in the flow of words.
I mean, what tells you more about a person, a photograph of them, or a recording of their voice?
He took voices from his own life experiences to create Different Trains in 1988. Reich spent much of his childhood on trains, shuttling between his divorced parents in New York and Los Angeles. This was the late 1930s and early 40s. As a grown-up, Reich realized that if he'd been a Jewish child in Europe back then, he would have been riding trains under very different circumstances. In his composition, he used the voices of his governess, a Pullman porter, and three Holocaust survivors to compare those experiences.
The war is over.
The melody of the human voice became one of Reich's signatures. He quotes Czech composer Leos Janáček.
Speech melody is like a water lily whose roots go down to the bottom of the soul.
But he's also a drummer who likes to play with time. And another recurring device in his music is called phasing. Adam Slewinski is a member of So Percussion, and Reich's piece, Drumming, is a touchstone for the group. He explains how phasing works.
We think of it as like when you're in your car and you've got your windshield wipers on, and the person in front of you has their windshield wipers on, and it looks for a minute like they're perfectly together. But then you notice that they're kind of coming apart. One of them is slightly faster. And then you think that maybe they're exactly opposite from each other, but then they come back together again. That's a lot of what phasing is and what it feels like.
sound is what appeals to Steve Reich. All kinds.
I became a composer because I'd heard the Rider Springer, Stravinsky, I'd heard bebop, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, music which had a lot of rhythmic energy, music which was finally harmonic. They all have what Stravinsky called the magnetic attraction, the polaric attraction of sound.
When he began, Reich was an outsider. Now, his work is embraced by temples of high culture around the world. He'll be celebrating his 80th birthday in some of them with two new works next month. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.